Thank you ever so much.
Mango?
Oh, I don't know. Piña colada! Piña colada, too. Thank you.
And tell John Arell to pay for that, too. I'll take care of it.
All right, thanks. All right. Bear Podcast. The podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 206. And we're here live.
At live.
In Bear Galveston. Watch.
Bear Watch.
Galveston,
Texas. All right. Where it's windy and sunny and cloudy and helicopters are flying over and bears are walking by looking at us like, what are they doing?
So. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we're here at the Inn at the Water Park. It's May 16, 2008, Friday, and we're broadcasting live, but I don't know who's watching. Thank you for tuning in to Bear Podcast. And we have some topics for you guys. But before we go to that, tell you that this episode is brought to you by... It's brought to you by BearCity.com, CyberBears.com, and of course, Bear Watch. And we're here. This is the ninth Bear Watch. This is Booty Call.
Booty Call.
Booty Call.
Show me booty, Manor.
Okay, I'm sure.
No, it's calling for you.
No.
It's calling for you.
Yeah. But we're here at the, what is it, 81st?
81st Street Grill.
Yeah, I thought I thought I'm going to set up inside where the registration is doing. But I think it's better here. It's brighter. It's a lot of people buzzing, passing by,
you
registering.
You can actually hear because there's so noisy in there. It's such a small space.
Yeah, that's true. And what have you been up to this weekend?
Working my ass off.
Oh, Ray has been working so hard. He's the coordinator of everything. He does everything.
Just not everything.
Well, mostly.
I got my assigned tasks.
Like what? Well, you know, we've been putting up the tarps. We've been putting up the, what else? The poles and the tarps. And
loading the truck, unloading the truck, loading the truck, unloading the truck.
You know what? It's not too environmental. We're using a lot of twist ties, plastic twist ties, just to use. Very useful in bear events. Yeah. Twist ties. So don't worry. Always remember.
And that's an imply.
Yeah. And what else? Well, this week, any movies? Did you watch any movies?
What
now?
Are you talking about? What? I've been working on Bear Watch.
That's
all
right.
Week.
That's no. right. I haven't been watching any movies either. But this is coming up. This coming week. Once you're done, we're gonna get relaxed. We're gonna get to relax and watch a movie. There's gonna be Narnia.
Narnia's coming up.
Coming up. So Narnia.
What
Princess
up on
Caspian.
Friday? Some up on Friday.
Oh, look at this. We have
fabulous.
Drinks. Fabulous.
Thank
oh, thank you.
Extra creamy.
Say hi to
everyone. Come here, Jose.
Come here, Jose.
And by this is Jose.
Hi, Jose.
To Mike there.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
By, this is Jose Lara. She's our exceptional service staff we have here.
Service staff. That's right. So.
No job is too small.
Oh.
Too large.
No job too large.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
We aim to please.
So Jose's here serving drinks today to everybody around the pool. So.
And then something else too, a little something else.
Ooh,
that's
hot.
That's right. That little personal attention that you know.
I will bend forwards and backwards.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Stand up and stand right here, share by the back of your t-shirt. This is the kind of wonderful service staff we have here, folks. See?
What do you have there? What is that? Tips?
Oh, hold tips on. Appreciated.
Tips appreciated. Yeah. Full insertion preferred.
Of course.
Okay. Awesome.
It's my currency.
It's your currency. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You raised your prices. Okay. I'm kidding. Anyway. Okay, so what's going on? We have drinks. Hello. There. Bear Watch. Very nice piña coladas.
Yes.
Okay. So, what else is going on? Yeah, Princess Caspian is coming up. The movie.
But what happened Friday? Something happened this week.
It happened. It's going to open today. No, wait. Is it going to open today?
Oh, that's right. Today's Friday.
Today's Friday.
That's what's Friday. Opening today. Okay. Sorry, yeah. Folks.
So it's
I'm telling you what, Bear Watch has got me all screwed up. So.
Yeah. But anyway, we have topics for you guys. First of all, the most important one that happened yesterday, May 15th, is California Supreme Court overturns gay marriage ban.
We can go to California and get married with all the liberals.
Yeah, we can go there. Okay, so the California Supreme Court has overturned the ban on gay marriage, paving the way for California to become the second state where gay and lesbian residents can marry. What's the first one? Massachusetts.
No, right. Vermont.
Vermont? No, Vermont. I think Vermont is civilians, but Massachusetts, I think that's where.
I can't remember. Yeah. It's been so long.
But then that's where. But you have to be a resident there so you could get. I don't know if it's the same thing in California. So to continue, this morning, the what else? Thursday morning.
Don't get married. Just do what my mom always said we were doing, shacking up. Hey, Chris. You want to come be on the show, Chris? Take your shirt off. Come be on the show, Chris.
All right. This morning, the California State Supreme Court issued its decision on the same-sex marriage case and the majority of the laws excluding gay and lesbian couples from the right to marry are unconstitutional. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Just a lot of texts from the advocate. Thank you, California, for paving the way.
That's right. Yeah. Texas is 51st.
50. It's been a long way. It might be the long. Yeah, we're in Texas right now.
Puerto Rico will be made a state before Texas probably pass it.
Yeah. But anyway, okay.
So what you got? You got card two. What's on card two?
Oh, card two. Actually, card two. All right.
You got cue cards.
Okay, this concerns Texas residents. Texas residents, Houston, especially Houston. It's out in the news right now. Crazy ants swarming Houston area. It can ruin electronic devices. Yeah, so I read this. Thanks to Wayne. Wayne submitted this to me the other day, and I'm kind of alarmed. Because if you're a gadget guy, you have techs and everything, you have electronics and I don't know, power up, something that uses power. Actually, these crazy ants can actually eat those. It can destroy your machine. It can
Well, they get them and try to build nests because they're warm.
Well, yeah, especially now during the warm season, and it sucks because you know, it affects a lot of aside from the lawn, it would go crawl
brain
in your
freeze.
House.
Oh, brain.
Oh really?
Brain
oh, freeze. When you get a brain freeze, you have to squeeze this like this. Yeah.
What does that do besides make you look stupid?
No, it's okay. If you get brain freeze, you squeeze the top of your lip, and then it should go away.
I just feel stupid.
No, you don't. It works. Believe me, it works. Tell me, guys, it works. Okay. If you get a brain freeze, squeeze this.
No,
okay.
I don't think it works. Anyway.
But anyway, I got that from Mike. Anyway, okay. Crazy ants. So they're really called crazy raspberry ants, and
raspberry.
They're gay ants. Yeah and the reddish brown creatures, and it does not crawl in a single line. You know when ants
they
always go in a single line, they say this doesn't, it just goes crazy, it goes around. And
so it's like the Casey Dipple of ants.
Yeah, that's right. And what else? Well, it what's good about it, the only good side about it is that it eats fire ants.
So we either get eaten alive outside by fire ants, or all our electronics gets destroyed inside by crazy ants.
That's the bad. That's
the
bad.
We start import anteaters.
Yeah. So.
Or just stop importing and build the shit here ourselves in the U.S.
They say it's very, very resistant to modern
pesticides.
What do you call this? Really? It's resistant to, you know, modern our ant killers. So I don't know if it will work or it will help. So hopefully the researchers will, you know. Well, this is Houston. We have good researchers.
Yeah. We'll find something.
Yeah. They come by the clumps. They say that they come by the handful, the ants. There's a lot in pools and everything. So it's scary. You guys, you said
maybe that's what was in the pool last night. There's all these ants in the pool.
No, they're hair from the bears.
No, that was all ants last night. That was before the bears got here. So.
All right. So yeah, Houston residents. People from Texas, watch out for these crazy raspberry ants. They're gay ants. Okay, what's next?
You got two.
You got three.
That was two. Okay. Our friends Gary and Andrew will be having their baby around May 29.
Yep, that's about it.
Okay.
I was talking to Gary today. He's a common friend of ours, and he's going to be, they're going to be daddies. So we'll probably have them in the show next month. And, you know.
For Father's Day.
For Father's Day.
There you go.
Especially for Father's Day.
Of course, they'll be looking all dead tired and stuff because they've been up all night with the screaming little brat, slaying up all night, baby screaming, changing baby diapers.
That's right. Speaking of Father's Day, Mother's Day, did you call your mom?
Yes, I did. Having baby mama's drama stuff.
Oh, so, really? You got to talk. Okay. Last show, I had my mom in the show last weekend, so it was kind of funny. I got some comments from Pinoy Boy. I don't know if you're watching or listening. Pinoy Boy was telling me, Hey, Patrick. Hi.
Are you talking?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry?
Anybody talking to somebody?
We're broadcasting right now.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so yeah, we were talking. I talked to, Twittering. We were Twittering. He's saying that he can't believe that I would talk to my mom about going bingo and going to you know, going to visit my mom and playing bingo with mom. And then it goes to events talking about naked men and pool parties and leather and fur. So I kind of find it funny.
But you have a mustache.
But I have a mustache. That's right. All right, so moving on. What else?
You got four.
We got four. Okay, number four. Okay. Right now, if you guys go to Bear City, go to BearCity.com. We have our logo there again. And thanks to David from Bear City. And yeah, you can play the audio there. You can play the show. And we want to let you know that they are adding additional servers. Yeah, additional servers to make the site go faster. If you find the Bear City right now, I don't know if it's sluggish. I think it's fast enough for me. But they're gonna add more servers so it would be faster. So watch out for that. Probably you'll see some significant increase. Also, they have 19,000 more members now.
Sweet.
Yep.
All those people got pissed off on Bear 411 they moved over.
Yep. So 19,000 members, 19,500 something like that. So just a lot. All right, moving on. Let's go.
I got five. Cyber Bears giveaway. We got two DVDs.
Oh, that's right.
We got some booty call up in her.
Yep, let me show you.
Booty call.
It's so windy here. Hold on. Are we okay? First of all, Cyber Bears. We got two DVDs. We're going to give away. So, aside from our... We're going to talk about Project Big later. Okay. But Cyber Bears, thank you to Ken Slater from Cyber Bears. They gave us these DVDs. Can we go nearer like that? There's no Zoom. We don't have a producer. No, not
the
back. There's Nick. yeah, we have two DVDs to give away. Just
that
send your emails to...
Furry hole.
What is it? Whether you're at home or on the road, it's always a good time for a bear booty call. It's a coincidence right now that we have booty call as our...
It's all about the booty call.
Yeah, and that's the theme of Bear Watch right now. It's a booty call. So yeah, it's for raffle. It's for grabs. And probably, I don't know.
It's the same, same movie, okay.
It's the same movie, yeah. Okay. So guys, send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com with a subject line, Cyber Bears DVD. Okay, Cyber Bears.
Booty Call 3.
It's actually, the title is Booty Call 3. Just enter. Nice to thank you again to Cyber Bears for the DVDs.
And we got some Bear Party Magazine.
Bear Party Magazine! Okay, it's out here. It's also from the people from Cyber Bears, from Mike. Mike, what's his name?
Mike Ator?
Mike Ator. Mike Zillion, yeah. And yeah, this is the free Bear Party Magazine that's been going around, and usually it's to bear-friendly websites, not website, but bars, bear-friendly bars. Actually, I talked to them, we should have some for Tony's Corner Pocket.
I think we've asked them to get that fixed. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to have that. We're going to have those DVDs. Bear Party Magazine. Anyway, just pointed out to me a new comic strip here, comic book. It's called Frankie and Roque. It should be Roque. Can you say Roque?
Roque.
Roque, okay. Yeah, it's Frank and Roque by Mark Wolfgar, and it's look at this. It's like bear anime like comic-y. It's pretty cool. It's very bear oriented, very nice. And of course, centerfold. I don't know who's the centerfold. Centerfold is Maddie. Yeah, it's Maddie.
We're gonna do a centerfold, right?
We're gonna be in the centerfold. We want to be in the centerfold here.
I'll talk to
we can do it now. We can talk to Slater.
Ken
is here. So he's visiting us. He's attending. He's attending Bear Watch right now. So maybe we can have a photo shoot with him.
There you go.
Naked? No, no, we're not gonna. I don't want to do porn.
And y'all gonna.
We're not gonna do porn. I don't want
to
do porn. Okay. So yeah. Wow. Just check it out. Cyberbears.com. Thank you, Ken. And okay, what's next?
Project Big.
Project Big. You have number five?
I just did good number five. You got number six.
I got number six, okay. Oh, the Project Big raffle.
That's right. We got how many entries now? One?
Yeah, so far we have one entry.
Come on, folks. We got
on
a
top. The top.
We got a top that's entered. We need a bottom. We need some bottoms. We need some more tops. Get entered. Get you a top or a bottom.
Yeah. Be nice. Okay, details. Send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Project Big. Top or bottom, whichever you're gonna get.
Depending on which one you're writing about.
Yep, and you have to write an essay with up to 200 words. Yeah. We already have one entry.
Yeah.
And thank you, Marvin.
Thanks, Marvin. And I've read it, and I was like, damn, that's what I'm talking about. That's
that was
concise and to the point. Why you're a good talk.
Straight.
Gaily to the point.
Gaily to the point. Okay, so deadline is June 15, 2008, next month. Yeah, so send in your entries. And details on the show notes for this episode. Yeah, okay.
That's
pretty much it. How long are we going? We're going about 16 minutes or so. We can chat a bit more. I don't know.
Why don't we get Patrick Gay over here?
We can have Patrick. Oh, Patrick.
Patrick Gay can be on the show. He can come sit right here. Call Jerry and tell him you're live on the air.
I don't think they get internet access where he is.
How do you know?
He's too far in the country.
Can you see it?
Yeah, he's in it. He's talking about Mike.
All right.
So how's Bearwatch?
How's Bearwatch going on?
We've had 96 people register in an hour and a half.
All right.
Is that better?
That's better.
And let's see. What else has happened? We've had 3 walk-ups. We've got extra spaces left. So if anybody's out there and they're thinking they may want to come down, come on down. Tonight we go to the Groove. And we'll have a uniform party there at the Groove. And we can look at all the boys in their camo.
Brain freeze.
What did you say, brain freeze?
I got brain freeze. I'm sorry.
Don't do that, man.
I was doing that.
Let's see, what else has happened? Nope. Everything's been going very smoothly. The hotel, I think, has a couple of rooms left. So if somebody wants to come down and do the hotel room, they can come and stay there. There's lots of new rooms here, so...
Flat screen TVs to watch.
Yeah, they have flat screen TVs on there. I went
to the new building. It's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been over there yet.
I was there. Ken's got a room there.
Uh-huh.
So I went up there, and they're very nice.
I don't like
the carpet, though. I don't like the carpet. But the building is great. The room inside, yeah.
And I guess I say thanks to all the committee people that busted their humps the last 2 days, because there was a whole hell of a lot of labor.
Oh yeah,
that went on to get everybody set up for the event. So, thanks to Ray for managing the volunteers and the tarp and
tarp was crazy. Oh my God, that's right.
I went to Walmart. I went to the Evil Empire. to buy the stuff for the hospitality suite.
I call it Voldemort.
Voldemort, right?
Voldemort.
There you go. So, what else?
Mm. Want to get naked?
Want to go naked?
Naked?
I can't go naked on air. No. But anyway, so are we planning for next year?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
But wait, I want to talk about the raffle stuff first.
A raffle? Oh, we have raffle. Okay.
We have three things I want to talk about. First, Big Muscle Bears gave us an iPod shuffle to raffle off. So that was kind of cool. We also sent a letter to Utilico.
Crazy Ant.
Crazy Raspberry Ant.
We
sent a letter to Utilico asking them if they would, you know, donate something for us. And they came back like last week and said, absolutely, here's a free kilt and we'll custom make it for you. So we're raffling the kilt off.
Wow.
That's a nice gift to get.
That's expensive too.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. I'm trying to find people to buy some for me so I can maybe win it, but since I can't buy my own. What was the other thing we got?
Oh, I thought it moves.
Oh yeah, we got enough lubrication here that we can pretty much coat everybody easily, 2 or 3 times over. And I guess we should talk about Outsmart just a few minutes.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
They're our media partner this year, and they did a feature on us in the most recent issue of the magazine.
For the month of May.
Magazine.
For the month of May. And where
Maynard is sideways.
I don't know if we can have that picture probably posted around. Or,
oh, yeah. Sure so. I'm sure
okay.
Get it.
Yeah, I have a picture of them, these guys carrying me.
That was funny. I think there's a ball of some sort involved, isn't there?
Yeah, I was carrying a ball.
Yeah.
I was playing with Maynard's ball.
So that was cool. So, and we got some other stuff.
Right
inside.
Registration side.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff we're raffling off too. And you know, our first, second, third prize for the games are getting really nice baskets. These baskets are $300-$400 baskets.
Wow.
So Wet gave us a big deal, and Astroglide and Eros,
mm-hmm.
and gosh, who else? Joe Lou provided stuff for us to give away.
Wow.
And gosh, who else was there? Do you remember? All the stuff's been sitting.
ID Glide,
absolutely.
If this is a lube company, we got it, I think.
Do we have Stroke 29?
Not this year. They sent gun
this
oil.
Year.
We just, so Empowered Products, they make gun oil. They provide us stuff as well. And you said something that made me think of one of the folks that gave us stuff, and then it left my head that quickly. Apparently, I've checked out again already for the day. Okay, so anyway, next year. So yes, of course, we already had to start planning for next year because, you know,
always do that
a while. So we're not sure exactly. We haven't worked out the exact theme and what our theme's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I know you want to say it.
No, I'm not.
Okay. But it'll be a pirate theme, and we decided that Galveston would be a great place to have a pirate theme because Jean Lafitte and the whole Caribbean thing right here on the Gulf and all that kind of good stuff. So. We're trying to work some things out, see if we can make them go out, and you know, we may end up finding ourselves at an alternate location to do something fun and cool that we haven't done before. You never know. It's a year, more than a year. Well, it is a year away, I guess, now. So,
You're
interested in participating in the committee.
5 days from now, you'll be here. That's a pirate. Butt pirate.
Ooh. Yes, of the Caribbean, maybe.
Bear Watch 10.
Pirates. There you go.
Wow.
If you're interested in participating, shameless plug. In the committee, the steering committee that manages the whole event. You know what? Keep an eye out on the site, the bearwatch.net website, the HAB website, and we'll have information up there and keep looking for that. And we'll start meeting in September.
Oh,
this year.
We're going to relax from now
until
then. Take a couple months off.
Yeah, we'll take a couple. Well, you know what? Here's what happens. This is really cool, actually. We'll do the survey and ask everybody what they thought. Because one of the things that we've learned doing this is that whatever we think is a good idea is generally not what everybody else thinks is a good idea. So we always ask everybody what they think and how they think we can make things better. And once we've done that, we'll take all those pieces of information. That core committee will go to a restaurant and we'll sit down and have a nice meal and sit there and go through this thing line by line and try to make a decision about what we need to do and what we need to change, what we need to keep, what we should add. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the whole nine yards. So, it's a big deal. And after we finish that, that'll be July time frame.
Yep.
We'll get 2 months off and we'll start over again.
<That'd>
so what else
awesome.
You got for me?
That's about it. Cool. What else? What are you going to do now until September besides the survey?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've got all this free time back. I was telling my partner, Jerry, the other day.
Anniversary party.
Yeah, right.
Bless her heart.
There's a whole bunch of time now that I don't have to do anything.
Go on vacation.
I am actually. That's okay. That'll be cool. We're going to IML at the end of the week.
What?
Next week. So
I want to go. People are going to Bear Pride. I'm so
Bear
jealous.
Pride IML, yep. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go there, and then I'm going to Israel for a week. Yeah, Mazel Tov. For work, and then Austin and L.A. and a couple other places.
Awesome. San Diego.
Oh, he's going to Comic-Con. Bitch. I want to go. I'll be in Manila in a week after that. I'll be too busy. Is David here? David?
Yeah, he is.
David, you should get David here.
He's over there.
Yeah, we should get David.
I'll go grab him.
Okay.
Send him your way.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome.
All right.
Enjoy. Come to the Groove tonight.
We're going to go to the Groove.
We'll be at the
Groove. We're going to go to the bars.
Groove bar, absolutely. Bring your camo.
Okay, all right. Plug it in there.
So we're done for
all right, minute. So we're down. We're done now.
Unplug me something.
Wait. What are you going to do?
Cut the camera off.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to close it.
Oh, we're going to close it?
Yeah, we're going to close.
I hope you can get my voice because my thing's going to unplug.
Can you say something again?
Test 1, 2, test
hello?
1.
Hello?
Test
2,
test. Anyway, folks.
Anyway, we'll come back later.
That's okay. Right. What is skin? All right, so...
And see, we were just pushing your DVD.
Yes, keep pushing it.
Okay, so guys, thank you for watching and listening to us, if it's the audio version. And people at the Bear Radio Network, thank you for listening also. And what else?
That's and one person watching, thank you for viewing us.
Mm-hmm, so. One person watching. We love you, the two of you.
Right.
Okay, so thank you everyone for watching or listening, whatever, going to be a video or whatever. Go to bearpodcast.com, the official website, And you can email us, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or Ray, who's very sleepy, at bearpodcast.com.
That's a too long email address.
No, it's just Ray@bearpodcast.
Yeah. And voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yep. Leave your voice comments, we'll play the show. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And what else? If you're an iPhone, bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And subscribe by iTunes. Leave a review. It'd be great.
Review.
Okay. And leave a comment on the website. Okay. So thank you.
And in other raffles, we got
Cyber Bears, Project Big.
Project Big, we need some entries, folks.
Yep.
200 words less essay. Why you're the perfect top or bottom. Come on, get them in there. I know there's plenty of you out there.
There's plenty of you. Okay.
We got some great
Thank you, guys. Catch you guys next week.
Later.
Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.